Channel Radio.
Channel Radio. And of course, Who Cares Wins Radio. On channelradio.co.uk with me, Angela Briar Stevenson. And in my right-hand corner, we have...
Good afternoon, everybody.
Drum roll.
Jan Mulligan.
Hello, Jan.
Hello.
And in my left corner, in the lovely pink, is... Drum roll. Sonia Hearn.
Good afternoon, Angela.
Welcome to the studio, Sonia. I know you've been here before with Business Bunker.
I have indeed, yes. Last summer.
And you were with Mr. Paul Andrews and
Jules Serkin.
Yes, she was there with you. Well, of course, welcome to the elite presenters.
Yes, you've gone up a league now.
You've now gone up a league.
Paul, don't tell Paul.
Yeah, Paul taught us everything you knew, and now we've taken it to another level completely. And welcome, listeners. Happy New Year again. It's January. I'm going to say Happy New Year for the whole month.
That's your limit.
Jan's looking at me already.
Help!
Jan, I have a bone to pick with you.
Only one.
With your Christmas edits and highlights.
Yes. Which were lovely.
Which were all about, Angela kept saying the C word, Christmas.
Well, I'm sorry, if you're going to start swearing in September, what is a woman to do?
And then, of course, we had there's been a murder.
Yes, thank you, Denise. I hope you heard it.
That's my good Welsh impression there. So we have a jam-packed show again this afternoon, as always, with our wonderful guest Sonia. Thank you again for coming down to the studio.
Thank you.
And, of course, we have the sunshine. Thank you for bringing that with you as well, and not the rain.
Very welcome.
And we're going to talk to Sonia because Sonia is a parenting and teenager coaching specialist.
Indeed.
She said that very quietly.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. As the teenagers are asleep at the moment, aren't they?
Yes, they've not got up yet. Breakfast hasn't happened.
And so we will, of course, be delving into what Sonia does, how she got into it,
yep.
And more importantly, any information that can help you out there. So if you are a parent and you have the wonderful teenager, which can start at what sort of age? It isn't necessarily teens, is it anymore?
No,
Sonia?
We were talking before the show, actually. From eight up into tween, which are now the early 20s.
Tween?
Yes, the tweens.
I wonder what you'd call me. Anyway... Although today is show 40, my age. Why is Jan laughing?
I don't know.
How dare she?
Really not 21. Yeah. I was waiting. The pause was there.
Anytime you want to join in and flatter me, and listeners, if you want to tweet us at CaresWins, the normal Twitter handle, of course I would welcome those tweets to say, you don't look a day over eight, Angela. I'll probably act that, actually, Sonia, so I'll probably need some of your tips this afternoon. Have you had a good Christmas and New Year?
Yes, thank you. Yes. Marvellous.
Did you have a nice restful Christmas, yes. Or was it busy and hectic?
No, restful, recharged, friends and family. Yep, good.
Lovely. And how about you, Jan? Were you rested?
I was rested.
Resting up?
Yes.
Feet up?
Turned the phone off, turned the computer off.
Ooh,
it was lovely. Read a book or two.
You did?
Lovely.
Yeah, no technology.
Wow. A book.
A book. You know, pages and print and turn the page. You know, RSI of the wrist, turning the pages over.
A good book. Can we share? Or?
Murder mysteries.
Oh, right.
There's a various. Yes. You've got my topic.
You beat me too, that. Sorry, that was a really bad accent.
I used to be homicide clerk for the Metropolitan Police.
Oh.
So that's where my interest comes from.
Really?
Mm-hmm. In previous life.
You kept that secret.
Oh,
too.
Yes. Lots of blood and gore.
That's a whole new show now. Have to watch this space. And yes, we've got exciting news. Towards the end of the show, we're going to announce we've got a little competition.
We have.
So yes, get your pens and papers out and we will reveal all a little bit later on. So without further ado, let's get talking to our guest. More important than any of Jan's stories and
interesting
mysteries.
Very interesting.
Hello, Sonia.
Hello. Hi, Jan.
Far more interesting than the delights of Angela's. Because, of course, I was aware, yes, just in case you wanted to ask me about how my Christmas was. Yes, it was lovely, thanks.
Was it good?
Don't encourage
her. Of us.
But I did miss Tigger, my Tiggermobile. So, yes, and he's out there. I'm going to gaze at him longingly now, which is my Land Rover listener.
I was saying, it's a car, people, for those who don't know.
Sonia.
Yes.
Parenting and Teenager Specialist.
Yes.
So, I'm intrigued. But looking at your website and trying to find a little bit more about what got you into that? Is it something that you just decided from parenting yourself or looking at nieces and nephews? Or how did you, have you always done and worked
where
with
did
children?
It, where yeah. did it begin?
Where did it begin?
It began about 12 years ago, actually. I've always worked with people forever and ever.
That's quite handy.
It is quite handy. Always work with people. But within the kind of public sector service, government, education, social services.
Right.
I've always been with people. Yeah. Oh. 12 years ago, I decided to go travelling. Oh. Which is, yes, we're going to talk afterwards about the... Yes.
Did you go to New Zealand?
I did go to New Zealand.
I'm going to pick your brains later.
Yes, do. No, I did. I went to New Zealand and came back to this side of the world and started living in Dublin. Yes. I lived in Dublin for 3 years.
To be sure.
Lovely country.
Absolutely beautiful country. But that's where... Have you not?
No.
Have you not?
You're going to have to go.
Yes. Because
you can't be part Irish and not go.
You can ask Miriam from Tales of Turkey when she comes on the show.
Yes, we've got her on the show.
Yeah. Oh, isn't it February, isn't it?
Jan, remind me.
Yes, I have a feeling it's February 3rd, if not 10th.
Yes. February the 3rd.
Stop it.
Sorry.
I apologise, listeners.
Sorry, listeners. Miriam
and I shared the business bunker. The connection with the Irish is marvellous. Oh, but I started there, worked for a nursing agency. I went in and worked for really high-profile young people.
Right.
Who were finding actually being in a residential home and foster care extremely difficult.
Sure.
So there's myself... It was 2-to-1s. It was a 2-to-1.
2-to-1.
So two members of staff to one young person. Or three members of staff to one young person, just dependent on
who they're... Is that not the ATT? Would they not feel a bit, being got at?
No, they were just in a difficult space at the time needed the support.
Yeah.
So I kind of did that for 3 years in Dublin for the local Northern Area Health Board. On the north side of Dublin.
Right.
Yeah. In the meantime, I'd work then for the week or do like 20 to 48 hour shifts, 2 days. Yeah. And then you'd have the rest of the week off. So I've still got some best buddies, some Irish friends. But I would literally travel Dublin, travel Ireland, sorry. So kind of work there for the nursing agency and then kind of go to different provinces and back.
Marvellous.
Yeah. 3 years. Wonderful, wonderful time.
Wow, what an experience.
Yeah. Really good experience. Yeah. I kind of worked in different children's homes, supported different teams. I did therapeutic crisis intervention training with one of the local universities over
that
there.
That sounds like that should have an acronym.
Yes.
Has it got an acronym?
Maybe. I've got a couple of acronyms anyway for later. Yeah. Some stuff for parents to use that they can find on my website anyway, but, I'll share them today.
Great.
Yeah. But that was a lot of crisis intervention work. So it was, helping young people to manage their emotions, helping the members of staff to manage their emotions, to make that connection. We had to restrain at times.
Did you?
Oh, yes, yeah. I've been taught
the
art of restraint.
A few moves?
I do know a few moves.
Jack, yes.
I'm moving towards the wall.
She shuffled to the left.
Oh, Sonia. So, yes. Can you tell me some later?
I will.
I think my £20 beat your request.
So, with age-wise, was it any age with these children? Or
no, Dublin, because it was community-based, I worked with a lot of the families as well, and they were from, the youngest was 5, and the oldest would have been tween, so in their early 20s.
Right.
Of mixed ages, of varying needs, of varying support. I then come home and I was a part of a management team in Harrow for a residential home.
Yes.
Where I then kind of supported staff. That was also crisis intervention.
Yeah,
lots and lots of, really difficult situations. So that's why... And
interrupting you, did you have to train for that?
Yes.
So you've obviously had to go through a series of courses or qualifications and things?
Yeah. I've got a foundation... I'll
just hand them back to Sonia.
Do you know when you want to say it and your brain doesn't actually engage with your jaw?
I know that every Monday at 3 o'clock.
Sorry, listeners.
That's okay. We'll let you off.
Yeah, I have a foundation degree with working with young people and young people services. I have lots of, a certificate in counselling skills, a life coaching diploma, supervision. I can give supervision, which I gave in my previous life before I started my business.
Right.
I supported other members of staff in working with young people, appraisals and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. risk assessments, care plans, or
Jan, she's talking our language.
She is.
Absolutely.
You can stay, Sonia.
Thank you. I'd love to.
It's a bit like Graham Norton in the red chair. Yeah, yeah. The guest doesn't engage us within the first 10 minutes.
Where's that lever gone? We've locked you in now, Sonia, as well, so you can't get out.
If wear trousers when you come.
So going back to your sort of, again, crisis management. So is that something, I presume it was a passion for you that you tended to be pulled towards this support, this element of support for people who really are crying out, this like desperate measure?
I think for me, because I've always worked with people, I don't know if it, one of my skills, I guess, I can build a rapport really quickly and I'm able to hone in. You know, when you work with people for such a long time, 20 years experience, you can pick up on, which is what I help now coaching with parents, it's the 80% of the body language that you need to read before even the words have been said. Yeah. Excuse me, I'm going to cough. I'm dead in a second.
Okay. Oh, she did that.
That's very delicate.
I moved away from the mic so I don't deafen everybody. I've kind of honed and finely tuned those skills. You know, working for Harrow Social Services, there were lots of crisis intervention moments. You know, young people with firearm, just the whole conversation.
Really?
Yeah. It's, you know, the sales unit, because the sales in London, there's kind of the gangs and different bits and pieces. It's quite a different culture, and it's not that far away, really.
Yes.
But, you know, my skills have kind of home-tuned in being able to read in between the lines quite quickly. Mm. I've always enjoyed it.
Stop looking at me.
Sorry.
She's reading my body language.
Do not move. Do not move. I must. Oh, sorry, listeners. The pair of them have gone, don't move.
I'm frozen joking. Now. I am like a cardboard cutout. We talked about that earlier. And I'll let you know, listeners, on that little cardboard cutout. If Jan ever misses me, see, I encouraged her that maybe she needs a cardboard cutout of me that she could bring along.
I can get my dartboard practice in.
You can imagine. Yeah, see the abuse I get.
Very good.
So, of course, not only does Sonia do the moves, but she can also watch
She can read the moves.
Was it face-to-face often? You didn't do telephone support?
Now I coach parents on the telephone, but my past lives were it was face-to-face crisis intervention.
Right.
And then before I started my own business, I worked for Connections, CXK.
Yes.
Within the education, so that was for young people in care and of varying needs. So I also worked with stuff in the office where people would walk in.
Oh, yes.
So there isn't a conversation in 12 years that I haven't had with a teenager that would
sort of shock you.
To be honest.
What to do with it.
You know, and I guess with
well,
the
hey,
20
anyone
years
out
of,
there want to tweet a challenge?
A challenge in. Can you come up with a topic?
Yes, challenge a question
now.
That Sonia may never have had about a teenager or parenting a teenager.
Yes.
Yeah. So when did you start your business? When did you go out on your own?
A year ago.
A year. Now, is that a year because we have only just gone into 14? Or is it a year because you started in 12? See, I'm detailed now, Jan. Look at that.
You're confusing me.
No,
what is she talking about?
Well, it's 2014, yes?
It is.
So are you thinking that we're still in 2013, therefore your business has been going a year? Or is it physically that because you're now in 2014, it is a year? Set your business up in 2013.
What's the date?
A lot of people are confused and they're often not, they're still in 2013 land.
I think everybody else was happy with the year apart from you.
Okay, rewind. Let's just erase that.
It's 1 year, 1 month. 2012, Angela.
So actually,
yes, but if it was the 31st of December, then it's just a year. Let's move on.
Talk to the hand. I'm a teenager. I'm a stripper teenager now. Whatever. So I think it's time for some music while I get reprimanded. Because it's all about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
Take my generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away? Don't try and dig what we all say.
Talking about my generation.
Trying to cause a big
sensation. I'm just talking about my generation. What we all say. Try to cause a big sensation. Just talking about my generation. Cause we could get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things ain't through the awful cold.
Talking about my generation.
We might die before I get old.
About my generation. Welcome back to Who Cares Wins Radio on channelradio.co.uk. Myself, Angela Bryce Stevenson, and my co-presenter, the marvellous Jan Mulligan.
Good afternoon,
and of course,
again.
The marvellous guest today is Sonia Hurren in the wonderful pink corner. Pink salmon
ish.
Lovely colour.
Thank you.
Steal that scarf as well. And so, yes, we've now clarified that your business has been going just over a year. And I want to know more about, so you on your website it says you are a parenting teenager coaching specialist.
Absolutely.
What's that?
What is that?
Yes.
That is helping parents to understand, connect and communicate with their teen as they become a marvellous adult.
Oh,
yes.
A marvellous adult.
Marvellous adult. An inspirational, happy adult. No, what happens is, and you know, we were talking about it before the show, actually. Mm-hmm. It's not now starting at 12.
Yes.
Children are becoming hormonal. Just because of culture differences as the years gone on.
Of course, and society pressure.
Yeah. They change. And what happens is, your child is born, you connect with them, you train them, you stimulate the brain, you get to know their personality, they grow as a person, you know their likes, you know their dislikes, you know when they're going to kick off, when they're not going to kick off. What happens is then biological clock changes, hormones fluctuate, they then want to become an adult or learn to start making decisions, push the boundaries, learn who they are or who they're going to become as an adult, and that's where I help the parents. It's that change, it's those changes that person you once knew is morphing into their own person. So it can become quite confusing. You can then, you know, parents lose their confidence in just
they
communicating.
Can sort of give up, can't they? You know, I'm sure you've heard this with parents. So I'm at the end of my tether.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. If I say this, it's wrong. If I don't say it, I'm wrong. If I try this, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Everything seems to be wrong.
Yeah. Or what's worked before hasn't worked because your child is, or your teenager is then coming back at you, well, why is that then? Mm. What have you asked me to do that for? Mm. Or, you know, a complete shutdown and the silent treatment, the door slam,
yes,
or the push. And it's being able to take a step back, and that's where my specialism comes in.
Right.
Because of all those years of experience with teenagers, supporting other members of staff,
yes,
being able to read, you know, quite quickly.
Yes. Picking up and on the signals.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then also, you know, where I've been trained in supervision and my life coaching, I help the parent, because it's not just about the reaction of the teen, it's about the reaction of the parent.
Sure.
So actually, it's helping the adult, the parent, to become more self-aware, and to be able to then interact with their teen to get the results and the outcomes they want.
Yes.
Not to influence their teenager, because they're the person that they're coming, they're growing. Coming.
They've got to allow them that space, I suppose,
absolutely,
to grow.
Absolutely.
But still within maybe a boundary or,
yes,
or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, not free reign,
yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah, and it's knowing your reactions to those, so then you can control yourself to move it forward in a different way and communicate and connect in a different way.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. And would that be, from my understanding, somebody trying to land in the studio?
Yeah? I think it's a tractor or something outside. We are on a farm.
I know we get the old alpaca wandering by, but that's slightly. It's a Harrier jump jet coming in. Is it just then the parents that you're dealing with?
At the moment, I am, yes.
Not so that it wouldn't be a teenager contacting you, for example, or working with them.
No, it's parents.
Purely the parents.
Yeah, at the moment,
and
it's parents.
And if you see them face-to-face, again, it's just the parents. You wouldn't see the parent with the teenager.
No.
So that it's all their story and how they're coping and dealing with their challenging times.
Yeah, fully equipped with skills and stuff. My 12 years, before I started my year.
Yes.
In 2012, I have actually put all my 12 years together in a system.
Ah.
Yes, so the Power of Positivity and Parenting System. Yes.
Say that again.
The Power of Positive Teen Parenting System.
Wow. There must have an acronym there.
PPTP.
That's the one. PPTP. See, that's why I get tongue-tied.
Okay,
yes.
So there's like a process.
A whole process.
Steps, yeah.
Yep. So as part of my poaching. Coaching Cobra.
Well, you might poach them, I suppose.
Coaching, honestly.
How do you get your clients on it?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't talk to them anyway.
She lurks outside supermarkets. Yes.
Kind of going, buh, 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 da, da. A part of the coaching program is they have the Power of Positive Team Parenting.
Right.
Almost like a home study course that they read. But at the same time, we then work on the issue.
Okay.
So it's kind of a two,
If I was going to work through that.
Yes.
That manual.
Yes.
Is it a manual?
Yes.
A book?
Yeah.
How long would that take me?
However long you want to put the time in to do it. I've got my coaching programs I do a 1-day VIP day where we kind of do the whole shebang. We actually go through the Power of Positive Team Parenting with them.
Yes.
Really intensive, just so then they move forward.
And that's a one-on-one whole day?
Yeah, one-on-one whole day.
Okay.
I have a 3-month coaching program, a 6-month coaching program, and then I've got my workshops on top.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And they would be again a day.
The workshops are half day.
Oh, half days.
Yeah. It's quite, you know, the workshops are quite intensive. The last workshop was great because not only do I coach, but the parents then.
Yes, I bet.
Talk to each other. They connect. To be able to say, oh, and to support them through that whole process is amazing.
Camaraderie.
Absolutely.
I'm not the only one dealing with a child like that.
Absolutely.
And there are other parents who are having the same issues and reacting the same way or thinking the same way.
Yeah.
And that, I know from my coaching world of work I do, is that's sometimes the better powerful interaction that they all get with each other. You can sort of stand back and observe it, and it's like, wow, this is the facilitation of some great stuff, because they then really resonate with each other.
Well,
and of course,
it's when you realise you're not alone.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to reinvent the wheel.
No.
Somebody's out there like Sonia to help.
And giving you that, as I say, it's not just a flippant remark or how about that. It's you're actually going through a particular
process
for them. So it's sort of structured or breaking things down. I'm assuming from what I'm hearing, it's from my world of NLP.
Ah.
And is that it's an understanding of that communication bit, presumably, because
absolutely,
teenagers are going to go on to one level.
Yes.
And the parents are probably on another.
Yes.
And they're not on the same. It's a bit like I always say to people, you're on BBC One, and she's on Sky One or MTV. You've got to actually, first of all, be on the same channel, haven't you?
Yeah.
So it must be about that whole communication.
Yep. Absolutely.
As well as the parent and their own, what I would call state, is that right? Is that how you would work with how they're feeling?
First tip of the day.
Number one. Excellent.
Is, I always say, at my last workshop, we kind of spoke about it at length, because it really does work. It's stop, breathe, listen. But the key is in the listening.
Sorry,
stop, breathe. I fell for that straight away.
You did. Walk right into that one.
I did indeed. Bum, bum,
chew. Angela.
She wanted to get herself a little drum kit. To
bring one down to the studio. So ba-bum. Stop. Ba-bum, breathe, breathe.
Sorry, I'm
listen. I'm listening. Yes.
But listening to yourself first. Mm. Listening to how you feel, listening to how you're communicating, and then listen to your teenager. Because if you're in the moment, if you're, let's do a scenario. You've been working all day, whether you run your own business, whatever your bag is, your professional in the city, you've come home, you've finished, you've done the shopping, and then your team walks in and they've had a really terrible day. They've been bullied, or there's an exam on the way, or, part of the teenage years. They come through the front door, you've gone shopping, there's bags on the floor in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Billy walks in, you've not bought the right cheese. Your reaction is to, if you're tired and stressed, when you're stressed, then you get stressed. And because they're stressed, you then get stressed back. Whereas actually, if you take a step back, you stop, you breathe, you listen to yourself because you're stressed, but then give them the opportunity to chill and calm. Mm. It changes completely. Then you can ask them, actually, you've come in stressed, Billy. I know it's not about the cheese. what is it about?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that. It's those processes.
Give me 2 minutes and
absolutely.
Then we'll have chat.
Yeah, we'll put the kettle
on. It's the right time, isn't it, as well? It's not always, is it the right time for me? It might be, you want to talk right now. Now is not right appropriate. It's a bit like business as well, isn't it? Not now, not right now, but later.
Yes.
And of course, yes, you're right. It's not about the cheese. It's just how it happens that that's the thing. And I'm sure there's similarities with just relationships in general.
It is really.
I know when I get home and I would say to my husband, so, where's my tea? You've been sitting around all day doing nothing.
Where's the cheese?
I'm not allowed cheese because he's allergic. I'd love it. Thanks.
You're very welcome.
But it is that whole, as you say,
it's being mindful.
It's the snap bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the mindfulness that I'm quite.
She said my magic word.
She did. You're ticking all Angela's boxes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You can come again.
Oh, marvellous. I like it here.
You're so true. Mindfulness is something that listeners all know I'm very passionate about, and it's something I'm doing further studies in. And it is about being in the moment.
Absolutely.
And the more that we can encourage people in any, whether it's a tool of, whether it's mindfulness practices, whether it's your working with you, using those acronyms, using the work with the process, actually taking that step of what's happening right here for me, what's going on for me right now, how am I feeling, where am I feeling it as well with the stress, am I suddenly like about to pounce? And so you're so right that they need to just stop,
breathe
and
listen.
It's true,
but it's so true.
Of course, now I'm having my head, thank you for that, Sonia.
No, that's okay.
Listen very carefully, I was says it's only once.
It's a Welsh accent again.
Or our European visitors, or European listeners even.
Absolutely.
So, of course, they will work with you, and they will tend to over Skype, or is it generally face-to-face?
Yeah, there's the one day, the whole day is face-to-face.
Yep.
The 6 months and the 3 months are coaching calls, Skype with email in between.
Right.
And the workshops are face-to-face.
Brilliant. And where is all this happening? Is it anywhere in the world?
Anywhere in the world. Yeah, I have a community.
Can't be on a plane and you'd zoom off to see them?
Absolutely. Hawaii, Samoa, anywhere, I don't mind.
Have we got any tweets?
Any
on
Mexican?
Hawaii? No, not
yet. Not yet.
Shame.
They're working out the airfare.
Where would I like to go?
Yes. Okay. Let's just put it out there.
Try.
So, generally, though, where do you tend to work? What's your area that you would support? Or is it that you drive to any client?
No, because the workshops at the moment are in Kent.
Right.
I do also go over the water. So
dead
got, oh no.
Especially in the latest weather.
I know.
Do you take your canoe with you?
Yes.
Get back.
A life jacket and armbands and everything.
And a sail.
Yes.
So yes, so over the
water. Over the water.
To our Essex friends.
Absolutely, yeah. To our Essex friends. But because of my coaching programmes, obviously the 3 months and the 6 months are telephone.
Yes, of course. And so Skype. It's anywhere.
It's anywhere.
Mm. So it's just that first face-to-face contact that you would need to presumably meet them somewhere, or you would go and see them if they're going to have that face-to-face.
What tends to happen is some of my clients have, you know, you don't actually see face-to-face because they're coaching calls.
Okay.
Yeah, so
even
I'd actually...
the first one?
Yeah.
Oh, I got
yeah,
that wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all right. No, that's all right. Yeah, of course I can. And if I can come to New Zealand.
Get my suitcase? No worries.
No, I do half an hour... free parenting breakthrough session.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Free. Did you hear that,
free.
Listener?
Free. We like free.
It's not the number, but the complimentary.
Complimentary.
Yes, yeah, so I do debate with the complimentary and free. Was that another show?
It was.
Mr. Tim Box saying that he likes to use complimentary.
Complimentary. A complimentary session.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that can be 30 minutes.
That's 30 minutes.
Anything they want to discuss. Help.
Yes, I've got a 5-question sheet that I send to the parent, and then they go through what the issues are, where they'd like to be, and we then, in that half an hour, talk about what would be the most appropriate programme and what they wanted to do to move forward.
Sure.
Because actually, some people enjoy the day, some people enjoy the 3 months.
Yes, yeah, sort of slowly, bit by bit.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
My goodness, time is running away with me today. Have you put speed on that clock up there, Jan? Because it's going faster than normal, I'm sure.
Soon be the C-word.
What's the term? Yeah, it will. Can I say it?
No.
Easter. So it is about your clients would be, if I look at historically, over your year in business,
yes.
Have you had a general, I've had this a lot, this has been the key issue for a lot of parents throughout the year?
I think if we were to use a couple of words, it's confidence.
Really?
It's confidence in, because it's where the boundaries change. And the parents are losing their confidence in, you know, whether I say that, whether I do this, what would be this? Actually, my teen is now doing this. How do I manage this?
Yes, yeah.
It is. It's actually saying to somebody, it's okay to say that. It's okay. You can say
so
no.
Like a double check. Yes.
It's saying no, but at the same time, it's the tone in which you say no.
Yeah.
It's how your body is saying no. It's how you communicate and react in response to particular behaviours.
Yes. And also, as you say, whether are you really saying no, or are you saying no, but as you say, your body's saying,
maybe.
Are saying,
yes.
Actually, it's okay, really.
Yeah. I know if I keep pushing Angela, eventually in 5 minutes, mum's going to go, oh, well, maybe, because her body language is saying, well, maybe.
I can get around that.
Yeah.
I can get around
It can be quite tiring parenting that way.
And
it can
I must
be quite
ask
tiring
you, because I'm dying with coaching, do you do role play where you're the teenager then?
Actually, in my last workshop, I did do
did
some
you?
Of that. Yeah.
you
can't help it.
Teenager.
You can't. Yeah, I just.
My bothered. Good, that deep sigh.
Really? No, they're not honest. But I did do some just to help because,
sure.
You know, being a coach and my last. Before my year in business, I was asked to be a part of a resilience building program for the Department for Education.
Right.
And it was a nationwide pilot looking at the transition years. So I actually worked with year 9 in Kent. And so there were different parts of the country working with different age groups.
Right.
And it was all about confidence, self-esteem, life control issues and all of the stuff, the challenges.
Yes.
And kind of do that with the parents as well, and that's some of the stuff I was role playing in my workshop. Is how you then move that conversation forward.
Yes,
with all my tips and skills and stuff.
And of course, it's sometimes easier to, if you like, demonstrate it.
It is easier. It's
my
learned
to actually experience. Like, well, let me pretend I'm your teenager.
Absolutely.
And then they suddenly go, aha! Now I'm in the moment.
Absolutely.
this is, oh yes, I can feel the anger, I can feel the irritation, and now I know
you can connect with it.
Talking about that's
and my learning style, if I'm honest, even though I've done my reading, I've done my academic stuff, my learning styles, I'm an activist pragmatist.
Yes,
so I tend to
get in there and get involved.
Absolutely,
I tend to relate to your world.
Yes,
those listeners out there who don't know Kolb's learning cycle, there's a little snippet there for you.
Yes, sorry,
Jan's looking at me.
God, what are you two talking about?
Exactly. Buzz cut.
I'll edumacate you, Jan, while we have a little bit of tinkle music in the background.
Okay.
Which, of course, Sonia, you chose this one today.
Which one is?
Oh. This one is Mr. Kenny Thomas, Best of You.
Yes.
Which, of
it's
course,
quite apt.
It's very apt. You're getting your parents the best that they can be.
Absolutely.
So enjoy, listener. We'll be back in a few moments.
I gotta get the best of you. I gotta get the best of you now, baby. I gotta get the best of you. I gotta get the best of you, my baby. Ever since I had your love, it's been moving me around. Beautiful. To lay your love on me. What a sensation. I can tell just how happy we could be. I gotta get the best of you. I gotta get the best of you now, baby. I gotta get the best of you. From you is right back at you, baby. What an occasion. You and me, we could be the top attraction. The best of you. I gotta get the best of you, my baby. I gotta get the best of you. I gotta get the best of you, my baby. To lay your love on me. What a sensation. I can tell just how happy we could be. So I've got to get the best of you. I gotta get the best of you, my baby.
Jamie is 12 and he's getting hassled by these lads at school. He wants to tell his parents, but the lads text him night and day and warn him not to. He's found it easier to confide in an older boy he met in a chat room, Dean. Dean understands because he was being threatened last year. Dean says if they know Jamie has an older friend, they won't touch him. So Jamie is going to meet up with Dean. Dean is older, 36 years older, and a paedophile. Paedophiles use cunning ways to lure their victims into meeting, so never give out phone numbers, email or home addresses, and don't meet up on your own. Stop paedophiles doing their homework. For more info, contact thinkyouknow.co.uk.
Channel Radio.
And welcome back to Who Cares Wins Radio on channelradio.co.uk with myself, Angela Bryer-Stevenson, and of course, Jan Mulligan, and our super, super, super guest, Sonia Hurren.
Hello.
This is fantastic, Sonia, and time is whizzing, but very important, and that Best of You track is very, very apt. If you think about this, sort of, it's quite upbeat and motivating, but it's also about getting the best out of not only me as a parent, but you're also helping by what they're doing to therefore get the best out of that teenager. And obviously they're going to grow and have a much better sort of fruitful relationship.
Summarised very marvellously,
like
actually.
You can use it anytime. It's very charged. Maybe I should be in marketing. Anyway, more apt was the advert that I pulled out today about bullying, because presumably that must be quite a hot topic for parents.
Hugely. One of my soapboxes.
Just go and get a soapbox.
Yes. Very passionate about bullying. I've had many, many conversations over the years.
Just to clarify, you don't do it.
I don't do it. I have helped teens and other professionals to just make that connection with teenagers when they're being bullied. Or actually, I've also worked with the bullies.
Have you?
Yes. Because, you know, it's of similar ilk being bullied and being a bully. As much as, you know, when you're faced with a teen that's being bullied, you wouldn't connect with that. How I've spoken to teenagers in the past, and actually some of my godchildren and the little ones, the little folk in the family, is actually when you're being bullied, it's not about the person trying to make you unhappy, it's about the person making themselves feel happy.
By what they're doing. Power,
so actually,
power,
so with the teenagers, it's easier to talk to make that connection, is try not to make it about you, because it's not.
No.
It's actually about the bully trying to make themselves feel happy because they're not in the best space that they will need to be in.
They need to find something that...
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So then I kind of get on my soapbox with the internet.
Oh, yes.
When I was at school and being bullied... Disclosure of live on it. But, you know, everybody, at some point in your life, you will kind of face some form of oppression.
Something, yes.
You will be faced with a bully in which way, whether that's employment in later years for a boss, or it will come.
Or co-presenter.
Co-presenting.
Don't know what you mean. My halo is not slipping.
I love you.
No Christmas.
Easter. Actually, you're right. It is a form of whatever it is, whether it's they just pick on you because your hair colour or that you haven't got the right shoes.
Like professionally, within supervision and stuff, we'd call it oppressive practice. But in terms of parenting and teenager, it's your bully.
Yes.
You know, with the internet, where I was at school, you could come home, you could shut the door, you could feel safe and it's done. Whereas now, with the cultural change in the internet and Wi-Fi and mobile phones and the actual, there's no stop. There isn't a cut-off with bullying because they're coming home, they're on Facebook, they're tweeting, they're... I don't know most of the Bebo stuff. I know Facebook and Twitter is more...
Yes.
Facebook is the main culprit because the interaction's easier and the chat's easier.
Yes.
So actually, you know... us humans and our morbid fascination to be nosy don't always block. Teenagers aren't always blocking, they're not always ignoring the text, because sometimes actually they do want to know.
Yes, when once they've read it,
Like, you know, it's the kind of sensationalism with celebrities. You don't really want to know, but you don't want to know really. It's that. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
that's,
absolutely.
That's the trouble with actually helping teenagers. You can't just say block them. They don't want to block them. So it's actually talking to young people, just thinking about Jamie in the advert, thinking, oh, what would I say? I would say actually help your, if you're a parent and you know something's happening, they're coming in, they're acting differently, you're not sure, your gut instinct's telling you there's something.
Something's
not
different.
But you can't quite put your finger on it. Talk to them, but explore with them their most important person within school. Always help them identify a person that could be a tutor, could be an art teacher, one of their favourite people that they need to identify, because actually it's another conversation I've had is that person behind that Facebook picture can be absolutely anybody, you know, absolutely anybody. And it's, you know, that's the thing with...
That's the scary thing about it, as we heard.
Yeah.
And so I know, Jan, we were talking, the three of us, over the music break there, regarding sort of culture and whether it's different when you're dealing with different from parents who are from a different upbringing, different cultures. Again, if you're coaching from around the globe, then that must bring some challenges for you, because I presume there isn't a one size fits all.
No, there isn't.
And also the boundaries, the aspect of, if I go back to my day of corporal punishment, you know, I grew up at school with the slipper and the cane.
Yep.
No, I didn't have it, listener. I was a good girl.
But then, don't believe a word of that.
Those threats were there. There was an element of, you could go so far, but then that's it. It
consequences.
Stops. Yeah. Or an impact. Yeah. Has that also, we were talking about that over the break, about
hugely
how that's changed.
Are they not allowed to use intimidation anymore?
You know? Is that what it was called?
It's called parenting in my day, but yeah. Intimidation.
Within education, schools, it was, I don't know about you, but in
board rubber coming across
absolutely,
the room.
It was almost, you know, there is an element of fear because it's a boundary, you're being pushed and it's the teacher, which is great.
Yes.
You know, don't scare the living daylights out of people. But actually, for me, physical chastisement doesn't always give the message that you need it to.
Right.
To be honest, in my opinion, in my experience over 12 years, it doesn't. It's not always.
In short,
it's you need to communicate differently, and that's part of what I'm passionate about is the connection.
Yes.
You know, if you're getting frustrated and you need to get that fired in, stop, breathe, listen, take a step back. Because you can communicate what you need to differently.
Yeah,
listeners, if you can see, I'm really animated with my
arms. Well, that sounds dodgy. Now. My hands are everywhere. Oh, dear. Shut up now.
Yeah, does that make sense?
It does.
It's kind of taking that step back because, to be honest, we're all human. We do really get frustrated and stressed.
And it's that some of that is a knee-jerk reaction, isn't it?
Yep.
It's and then could have dealt with it a different way.
Absolutely.
But with the culture stuff, so dealing with the challenges that people are, somebody's ringing you from Mexico Outer Hebrides in this country, even in this country, there must be such diversity with the parenting, and there's sort of a culture way of doing it. And is that always the best way? That must be quite a challenge as well, sure.
Really challenging. But that's still always down to communication again. It's what you want your message to be given. It's what you're trying to connect and communicate with.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter what culture, religion, faith, country. Mm. It's all about knowing what message you're trying to bring and you're trying to connect with other human being, really.
Mm.
Really, because it's not just about, you know, we do this generally. We're doing it here. We're doing it everywhere.
Yeah.
It's what message, you know, in business. It's what you want to pass to that next person.
Mm. And you mentioned that boundaries are being blurred. Mm. If within a family boundaries have been fairly lax, and then the teenage years hits and everything starts to go pear-shaped, is there a point where it's too late to introduce boundaries?
No.
So if the TV and the computer and the mobile phone are all up in the bedroom, I used to be sent to my bedroom because it was boring up there.
Yeah, I had nothing in my
bedroom. Now,
not even a heater.
Life is in the bedroom. So taking some of that away, or having set times where people can and cannot do things, is there a crisis there if you suddenly start putting boundaries in where they hadn't been before?
There is, but it needs to be communicated.
It's communication again.
If we'll go back to Billy again, I use Billy quite often. If Billy has always had his mobile phone and the internet, Wi-Fi, PlayStation and all the stuff, and then suddenly, in order to reprimand him or give them a boundary because they've come in late or they've chucked the cheese, I'm just trying to think of scenarios.
Yeah.
Then actually, if you say to him, actually, Billy, you're 14, and a part of becoming an adult is you can't chuck the cheese and you can't do that. So in order for you to learn this, this is what we need to do. It's not about pacifying or it's just so they understand rather than resent.
Mm.
Because actually, if they're stressed, you know, they probably feel that, I shouldn't have done that, really. I'm going to push mum, see what she says, because she might give me a fiver or she might take my Xbox away. But they do try it. That's the whole point of the changing. Mm. How they change.
Right.
If it's talking to them about.
And I presume there's an element there of sometimes the teenagers do it, and I'm just casting my mind back just to a few years ago when I was a teenager. And of course, it's that element of, I don't care. I don't care anyway. But actually, I did.
Yeah.
Deep down, there was that element of
there is.
Whether it's just that I just wanted attention. I just wanted somebody to notice. Maybe that's what I was feeling, as you say. So yep. It's the curiosity, maybe what's behind the chucking the cheese.
Yeah.
As opposed to the, right, you chuck the cheese, take it in your Xbox. Yeah. Okay, that's it.
Yeah. So I don't know, you know, to go back to the cultural thing, whether it's a change in our society, how we communicate differently, how, you know, my grandparents would have been chastised and then they wouldn't have had that discussion after. There is huge change.
Right. The only thing I consider is, with regards to, you've got the internet, you've got, so a lot of our younger adults are growing up with all of this technology. Everything is sort of, again, instant, it's there. And they are online a lot. There's less interaction, face-to-face interaction. And so I wonder sometimes whether that is a hindrance, you know, that actually doesn't help, because they're not interacting.
Absolutely.
So that, if you like, learning to communicate, they've not needed to do that, because their communication is, are you okay? And they're using sort of sometimes language I don't understand. It's a different language. I often don't understand my niece's text. She's like, oh, what does that mean? And so there's that whole different language. So there's that barrier, but also the whole, I don't know how to interact face-to-face. I know how to computer and Facebook, but not the face-to-face.
Interesting, actually. It's one of my things I'd quite like to see in 10 years' time, because, you know, my generation, your generation, with education and not having the internet, you do learn interpersonal skills. You learn those things that actually, even though their mindset and their skills are different on the internet, like, you know, I don't want to go on too much of a tangent, but I sit on the board for Young Enterprise.
Yes.
It's a business enterprise education charity.
Excellent.
That kind of grabs businesses and we work with them in education to help young people get all those skills. Because I'm an advocate for any form of education, as long as you're learning and growing as a person.
Absolutely.
You know, you're just bigger, you know, race for the sky. But no, Young Enterprise helps young people and with those skills.
Right.
You know, if we all ever want to employ anybody, you naturally look for, you know, positive thinking. Yes. Can they self-manage? Mm-hmm. Are they confident? Are they able to use their initiative and answer the phone in a polite manner and take... You know, it's all those things.
Yes.
That's what the charity that I work with also does too.
And I think it's probably the sort of the years ago, the interview of, can, you know, are you a good communicator?
Yes.
I think it's for me, it's not so much, are you a good communicator? It's, are you good at interacting with people? Because it is about that. Are you good at communicating? Well, is communicating about saying, did you, don't you, will you, won't you? And they get a yes, no answer, and that's it. And then they're like, now what?
Yeah.
Or is it the interaction with them and actually encouraging that individual to be able to strike up a conversation and hold a conversation with somebody? So again, it's that curiosity coming back. It's a C word, curiosity, communication,
and Christmas. sorry, Jan, I'm kind of in there now.
Jan's like, what time is it?
I'm going to have a post-teenage strop any minute.
But it's true. It's the 80% that we were talking about earlier. It's body language. Whether actually teens can get those skills via the internet. Are they going to be able to... Oh, no, my little head started now. Are they going to be able to read a text when they, you know, use the Xbox and they're playing somebody in America? Will they finally tune another part that we've... I don't know.
Maybe. Who knows?
I don't know.
Maybe if we can get a teenager to come on the show.
We can ask them.
We could ask them to educate us. Or edumacate, as I heard that word the other day. And so before we lose time, Sonia, it's very important that listeners know how to get hold of you, because
please,
there's so much knowledge and information and experience that you have, which we can't cover this afternoon. And I'm hoping that for our listeners, there's a bit of a sort of teaser, really, that we've given them, is that there's something on your website, isn't there? There's a four-letter
hint
and tip that I'd love you if you're able to share that.
Of course I can.
And then, of course, you could tell us where they find that on your internet, so what your website is.
Okay, where did you want me to start with?
You choose.
Okay.
Website or the top tip?
My website is Sonia Hurren, or www.soniahurren.com.
So now, just to clarify, people's spelling Sonia may be different.
Okay, SoniaHurren. And on the front page, you'll just find a little ditty that you can use. It says, little ditty, stop, breathe, calm. But there's also, stop, breathe, listen. Sorry, my brain's jumped already. And that's calm. So that's C is centered, at peace, loving, and mindful. So whenever
I
you're
like
in that,
it.
Yes, when you're in the, you know, in the crux of Billy coming in moaning about the cheese, stop, breathe, listen, and use calm.
But just that could go for anybody.
It could go with absolutely.
So any listener.
Any listener.
An element of centered.
Yes. At peace.
At peace.
Loving.
Loving.
And mindful. And mindful. For yourself and for the person that you're reacting or you're kind of communicating with.
Marvellous. I feel chilled already. Website SonjaHaran.com.
Yeah.
Is that the best way for our listeners to get hold of you, or if they know of somebody that they've heard you on the show and they would like to refer you and say, oh, you must go and listen to this person. Is there a mobile or email?
Yes, there's a contact page on my website, but if you wanted to email information@SonjaHaran.com.
Information
if
is
you
in
wanted info.
Info.
Yeah. For your complimentary session. I've got a newsletter that is a weekly e-newsletter that's out on a Tuesday every week, full of what I'm up to and just top tip articles, really, kind of just different discussion points each week. Like January, really, I won't go into it because we're running out of time, but motivation is a thing for January. Yes. Teens struggle kind of getting back into the
back to
the academic year again.
Or perhaps looming now with study, with exams.
Absolutely.
That area of school. Yeah.
Darkness, June time. 7 in the morning, because it's a bit of a struggle.
Yes. The lighter nights aren't quite horrible. Here yet, are they?
No.
It's not horrible. It's just dark.
So, yeah, yes. But you're in bed and you look out the window and it's your brain says, that's still middle of the night.
Absolutely.
You say it's horrible. You're putting on that it's not. It's like when people say, it's raining. It's like, I'll say to them, it's not miserable, it's just raining. It's wet. Hello. You're the one that's making it, or you're the one that's miserable. And they slap me after that. So, moving on, listener. We have literally a few minutes left. And Jan, we're... Can we do our drum roll? Because we did say earlier that we decided we're going to do a competition.
We are.
And so we have decided, because lots of our guests come on and spout acronyms, and we've decided we're going to give you a little quiz. So we're going to, each week, we are going to, and we'll put it on Facebook as well, so if you've missed the show and you want to see it on Facebook.
Yeah, you can still get there.
We will post an acronym,
mm-hmm.
and you need to guess... Or actually not just guess, but find the
find
right
the answer.
Which could be by listening through the shows or looking at reputable search engines. And we will, at the end of 9 weeks, going to do 9 weeks, aren't we, Jan?
Possibly 12. We could get carried away with this.
Maybe actually, that might work better.
There's a reason for my madness.
There's a reason, but we'll tell you that in a future show. And so what we're going to do is post one a week, and we'll also mention it on air. Have we got them now, Jan? Yes?
We have. I think if anybody was paying attention, I think today's one.
Should
today's four-letter CALM, your free starter for 10.
Just starter.
Because if you've listened today, you should already know the answer.
So that's number one, and you have up to 12 to collect.
Yeah.
And at the end of the 12, we will ask you to email in your answers, and we will then put all the right answers. You have to get all 12 correct.
We do.
And then we'll put all of those correct answers into a little hat, and we may even, on air, get our guest to draw out a winner. And then the winner will be contacted around the prize that we have.
Secret squirrel prize.
Secret squirrel prizes. It's going to be fantastic. I'm
it
so
is.
Excited. Can I apply?
No.
Thanks, Jen.
That's all right.
Sonja, it's been a delight to have
thank
you this afternoon
thank
and
you.
Just explore the skim surface, really, of what you do, which sounds fantastic and great work. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
I know there's more to it,
yes.
And there's also some exciting news coming up, which, Sonja, you're going to come back, aren't you, Sonja?
I am indeed.
A little
I am
bit
indeed.
More about working with foster carers. Yes. So fantastic stuff. Thank you so much for coming to the studio, and good luck with all of your future tangents that you work on.
Stuff.
Jan, thank you very much for keeping me in order.
Thank you.
I
just
suppose.
Going to shout out all of our events. We'll post them on Facebook.
Of course.
Run out of time today.
And next week's guest.
Next week's guest.
Is Kerry Hales. Those that know Kerry, she is a coach.
And
also, she now runs some marvellous coaching groups. And they are for women, mainly women. In fact, I think they are just mainly, yes, they're mainly women. And they are in Whitstable, and they are focusing on all sorts.
Oh.